In the Bahamas, thousands of people were left homeless by Hurricane Dorian. The storm was a great leveler, both physically and socioeconomically. It struck down the seaside mansions of the rich as well as the shanties of the poor. But recovering from disaster is especially difficult for people who are struggling to get by to begin with. One of the neighborhoods that was hardest hit in Marsh Harbor on Abaco Island was home to thousands of immigrants, many of them from Haiti. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports that migrants have been some of the most desperate in the days after Dorian passed.
During the worst of Hurricane Dorian, 42-year-old John Noel says ocean water poured into the shanty town where he lived and quickly flooded his house.
After 10, 15 minutes, the water just come up, bap, 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 way higher than the window. The water come to the window, come everywhere. And after that, we got to walk. The door, we was inside the house, we can't open the door. We got to climb up off the window to get off the room.
The sustained winds of 185 miles per hour were firing pieces of sheet metal and tree limbs through the air. Noel says he and his girlfriend clung to the top of a 10-foot-tall iron gate to keep from getting washed away. He says he believed he was about to die.
Only God could save our life.
The neighborhood, known as the Mud, where he used to live, is now a field of debris with not a single building still standing. Thousands of people, most of the migrants, lived here, and the death toll in this neighborhood is thought to have been immense. Since the storm, Noel has been sleeping in a Catholic church. He says there's no way that he can stay in Marsh Harbor, and what he really wants right now is to go back to Haiti.
You can't do nothing. They have to clean that and do plenty of stuff. So the thing is, we need to get a move from there and go now, so buy our own ticket and go home. That's it.
At the dock in Marsh Harbor, hundreds of people, many of them Haitians, are waiting for what's known as the mail boat to Nassau. It's a fairly large ferry that, in addition to the mail, also carries shipping containers and passengers who normally can't afford to fly between Nassau and Marsh Harbor. During a tour of the hurricane devastation, Bahamian Prime Minister Hubert Minnis stopped by the dock and addressed the crowd of people desperately trying to leave the island. He assured Haitians that they will get just as much disaster assistance as locals.
All of you will be treated with respect, so do not be afraid of my government. Okay. All of you will be treated equally. There's no discrimination here. We are all one.
Yet, even the Prime Minister's words underscored how marginalized Haitians and other migrants have been here. Julio Ortiz from the Dominican Republic had been working in Marsh Harbor for 6 months when Hurricane Dorian hit. For nearly a week after the storm crashed into the Bahamas, he hadn't been able to get in touch with his wife back home. We lend him a phone. He says the cell phones haven't been working, there's no internet, he doesn't speak English, and hadn't been able to get a message to his family. He says it's a relief for him and his wife now that she knows he survived the storm. Ortiz came to the Bahamas to work and to make money. On this day, he's scavenging through a pile of hurricane debris, trying to find a propane gas bottle to hook up a stove. He hasn't worked since the storm, and with most businesses damaged and shut down from Dorian, it may be weeks, months, or even longer before Ortiz can find more work. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Marsh Harbor, Bahamas.